It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, yesterday I took a bite out of a day-old cold scone. A day-old...
This is our first topic.
Our first topic.
Okay.
I took a bite out of a day-old cold scone.
How old was it, Nevin?
It was a day old, okay. And it was cold. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I
can believe that.
No, I'm trying to remember. I think it was my first ever scone.
Oh.
And it was a day so old, and it was cold.
This does have slightly more weight
yes.
than I woke up and had a piece of food that wasn't cold, that was cold
but
and old.
Not just a piece of food, okay. A scone.
I understand.
A scone, which is not that common in America.
Okay, why did you have a scone, Nevin?
Well, good question,
okay.
Because I was hungry, and I went to the fridge, and my fiancée, Ramona,
yes.
Got a scone from the scone place, and it was left over. It was in the fridge. I was hungry, and I took a bite,
uh-huh.
And I didn't like it.
Yes. Well, let me tell you right. Let me tell you right now. I have had scones. I've had scones in their, I believe, place of origin,
okay.
in Britain.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they are delicious.
Okay,
when buttered, for one thing.
So I need to add butter.
Butter
okay.
is good. Warm tends to be a good idea.
Warm, heat it up.
Also. Not a day old okay. tends to be a good choice. Usually like day of.
Day of.
Yes. Like
butter,
fresh.
Hot, immediate.
Yes. I would say those three factors okay. will improve your scone consuming experience.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with the British reputation for cooking, which isn't a good one.
That's true. No. No. It doesn't. Okay. I mean, now, you know, that's a whole other thing we could get into. I mean, the worst fish and chips I've ever had in my life was in London.
Where it was invented.
Right.
Interesting. So they invented scones,
yes.
which according to you...
I think they invented scones. I'm not 100%
Let's just assume
right,
they invented
assume
scone.
They yeah.
because even
it
if
sounds
they,
British, doesn't
even
it?
Even if they didn't, because yeah. I don't think the Italians invented spaghetti. I believe that was the Chinese.
Okay, oh yeah, something, right.
But
right.
people associate Italian with spaghetti.
Yes.
So whether it's true or not doesn't really matter.
Right.
So scones fall into that same category. For
yes.
our purposes, the British invented scones,
yes.
and you say they're good. I'm going to take
yeah.
your word for it.
Yeah.
So take me to Britain.
Okay.
We will have a hot... buttered day of scone, and we'll compare and contrast, and we'll talk about it on a later show. It'll be a business trip.
The only thing – I mean, that sounds great. The only thing I'll say is you have to order it like that.
Okay.
You have to ask for a buttered hot
day of
scone. Yes.
I will.
And see what they do.
That's the deal. If you pay for us to go to Britain, I will order – A
yeah.
scone. I will order a scone exactly that way.
That will be like my entire bank account, just gone.
Sacrifices, Michael. Sacrifices.
Okay. That's cool.
You know, for the greater good.
Yeah, whatever.
Speaking of food,
yeah.
so after this podcast, we're going to Jack in the Box.
Hey guys, I can't tell you how. Like, I kind of want this to be over already, so we can go to Jack in the Box.
This is cool.
Can we just end it now?
Like, this Mike and Dev Box, where they've got
yeah.
Michael, Jack in the Box, open, bye.
You know what we could do is just go right now, leave it recording, and come
and
back
come
with
back,
the tacos.
Come back in like,
you
in know, like 20 minutes.
Just,
and say, oh,
just,
good.
Just to display to people the real-time experience of getting a Jack in the Box taco.
Well, what's cool about this is that we're not only going to partake in Jack in the Box tacos,
yeah.
but they're going to be free.
Oh, my God.
Because somebody gave me free taco coupons and no purchase necessary.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
I don't know what to say to this. I mean, this is like, you know,
it's
okay,
you know
I,
what it is. It's
yeah.
it's Christmas in February.
That's right. It's exactly what it is. It's you've said it perfectly.
Perfect, yeah.
You know, it's funny because like I still maintain that Jack in the Box tacos are like the greatest midnight snack of all time.
True.
They're cheap. They're mm-hmm. delicious.
$2 for $0.99.
Yeah, they're a good bargain.
What,
there you go.
What more do you need? They're greasy. I love it. We're in agreement there.
We are. Yeah. So. Yum.
Yeah.
Okay.
After I took a bite out of my day-old cold scone,
yes.
I turned on the TV, and on the television was a hockey game.
Yes.
Now, I'm not a hockey fan. I do think it's a sport that you have to see live. But one of the things that I was watching right away as I turned on the TV was two guys fighting.
Okay.
And hockey is weird.
Yes.
Because it's controlled fighting, unlike any other sport. You know, with the exception of boxing and any other, you know,
right.
combat sports,
right.
You know, when teams start fighting, you know, coaches come in, other players come in, referees come in and break it up. The referees in hockey let them fight. It's just always been odd to me.
Yes.
It's borderline barbaric.
It's, you know, it's funny. I I've been to a couple of hockey games live, and they, you know what, I'll say this right now, I had a great time at both of
them.
They
are fun live. I will give it that.
Oh, it was, I mean, and I mean, the one I particularly loved was a minor league hockey game I went to up in, I think it was New Hampshire,
ooh,
if I'm not mistaken, or something.
Northeast there, minor league hockey. That's hockey.
They actually had, I'm not kidding you, at this game, a mascot, if you will, called, I think, Bumper.
Bumper, okay. The hockey mascot from New Hampshire.
I think that was its name. You know what Bumper did? Bumper literally walked on the court. He was like a giant thing. I mean,
right.
it basically looked like a you know, I don't know how to describe this, like sort of a, I don't, okay, anyway, just a it wasn't really like a character. It was just like a giant sort of like, you know, thing with a face kind of thing.
A giant thing with a face named Bumper.
It was like a you know, like a cartoon person kind of thing.
Giant face cartoon named Bumper.
You know what Bumper's point was? He walked on the ice, stood there. They let all the kids run onto the ice and beat the hell out of him.
Perfect.
That was his entire point.
I think we have a winner for the greatest mascot of all time.
It was genius. I couldn't, I mean, it was like, you know, it was barbaric, but it was like, this is perfect.
But that's barbarism with a point.
Right. And he
it's
knew
for
it,
kids.
And it was getting into it. It's for kids. And he was getting, you know, and it was like, and he was cool with it and he knew about it. Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, in minor league hockey, yeah, I can understand. They need to make money.
Right.
But this is the professional rank,
yeah,
where there's control. You know, there's supposed to be a degree of professionalism.
The other thing, I just wanted to throw this out. I remember reading this a couple weeks ago now. The statistic that, like, last year, hockey fights went up some, like, astronomical number. Like, it was, like, 50% or something.
Why shouldn't they? They're allowed.
I know.
They're allowed by referees.
And you know what was funny is, sorry, just one other anecdote here. There was a long, long time ago, I had a good friend, Ben, and his sister, I was over at their place, and his sister was a hockey player,
mm-hmm,
and we were watching a game with her, right? I was bored to tears. You know, it was like, I mean, hockey on TV. But then, and she seemed pretty bored too, even though she was a player. And then a fight broke out, and she got into it.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing like watching a girl get into a fight.
Well, yes, but that's true. But just beyond that, it was like, just interesting, you know, that it was like, who cares about the actual game?
Right.
Now that the fight's got,
it's
you
like
know,
now we're watching. Now
we're good to
go. Can't leave the screen. It's amazing.
It's pay-per-view. We should just have hockey pay-per-view
Pay-per-view fights. Perfect.
I'd watch it.
I'd pay. Brilliant idea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it'd be dramatic, like to have blood on the ice kind of thing, you know.
Write that on paper and send a letter.
Okay, here, I got a pen. All right, let's do it.
Awesome. Okay. While you write, I'm going to let people know that you can leave us comments, because we always love letters from our listeners. You can leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com.
I finished writing it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So now get a stamp.
I have to send a letter.
Yeah. So I got stamps in the
drawer.
You know
postage is going to go up. Like, I think 40, it's going up.
44 cents.
What's up with
ridiculous.
That?
Ridiculous.
You know what? I don't think I want to send it now. It's
no,
too
you know,
expensive.
You know what? Don't.
You know,
don't. On
it's
principle.
Too expensive.
Send an email. Get an email address. We'll send it. Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. Anyways, letters.
Letters.
Yes.
Mindy from New York, who was listening to last week's podcast about what else but New York pizza. Remember, we were talking about that for a couple of brief moments. Okay. You talked about New York pizza, Chicago pizza, waiting in line.
Well.
And Mindy, this is an interesting letter, Mike, because she has a lot of thoughts about New York pizza, but her... How do you say is her her scope is pretty narrow. Let me just say that. She writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, okay, I have never had anything but New York pizza, and I think it's delicious.
Mm.
I have watched different cooking shows and travel programs and seen some of those Chicago pies, and they look pretty awesome too, especially those deep dish pies. But New York pizzas definitely have their own distinctive flavor, the sauce, the great cheese, and crust variations. Thanks a lot. Now I am dying for a slice." And that's from Mindy in New York. And, like, there are many things I want to address in this letter, but we're running out of time here. So the first thing is this.
Okay.
A, Mindy has to get out of the house. That's the first thing. Like, hey, Mindy, travel.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, you know what? But right now, I guess you're right. I was going to say, never mind. Go ahead. I was just going to say, it's cold in New York right now. She doesn't want to leave the house.
Okay.
But you mean a broader thing.
You mean
travel.
Travel. Travel.
Sorry.
Like, you know, get out of the state. You'll go to Chicago. Go to someplace. Go to New Hampshire, which may have some Chicago-style pizza places there.
Just avoid Jersey, okay?
Avoid Jersey.
Yeah.
Go west. Number two, she's saying that they have New York pizzas have their own distinctive flavor.
Yeah.
How the heck does she possibly know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, isn't it?
Nevin, you have thought very hard about this letter. Very well done.
It spoke to me for wrong reasons.
It did. This is, you know what? I'm just going to let you go.
Well,
this is kind of like what happened to me about a month ago. Or so, the other letter,
Mindy, I say this out of concern for you. When I read something like this and someone says, I've never had anything but New York pizza, I've never experienced anything else, that worries me. Mm. What is with you? I don't know what your situation is. Okay, maybe you're fat. I'm just going to put it out there. Let's get the elephant out of the room. Maybe you're fat and you're a little embarrassed to be outside. And I understand that. Mike, I used to be fat. I was 200 pounds at age 15, so I know a little bit about, you know, people making fun of you and perceptions and so forth. But Mindy, it is not too late. It is not too late at all. Diet, exercise, have a goal.
Yeah.
Get out of the house, hit the gym, drink some Diet Pepsi, and make your way west, little by little, step by step, waddle by waddle, and have something other than New York pizza. You know what, Mike? If she has a hamburger,
yeah,
just a hamburger, okay? It doesn't even have to be in the pizza family.
Right.
That alone is progress. That alone is a step. It takes that one step. Work your way up, but have something else other than New York-style pizza. Do something with your life. Get a job. She doesn't have a job.
And just super quick, one thing. One thing we haven't considered here, she might be like 10 years old.
You know, I never thought of the age factor.
I'm just throwing that out there.
That like dispels my whole argument.
Well, no, it doesn't, because your argument's awesome. But okay, Mindy. Okay, you know what? Let's put it this way.
I've just ripped a kid. Oh
no,
my god!
No, you didn't. Mindy, if you're 10 years old,
I take it all back, Mindy.
If you're like 11 and up, what the hell? Okay, like really, what what's going on? Okay, but Mindy, if you're like 10 and under, you're cool. Just.
If you're 10 and under, why are you listening to this?
Also avoid Jersey.
Right, that too.
You probably don't know that yet.
That works either way.
Jersey. Yeah.
On that happy note, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Continue to check us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Butterscones Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. Is Things That Matter.